This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The presidential campaigns of Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump make another pitch to Milwaukee area voters tonight. Trump will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Harris will speak at State Fair Park. After the crowd hears remarks from musician Cardi B and performances by several rap artists and the R&B group The Isley Brothers. The Harris-Walls campaign has held several Get Out the Vote events this week in Milwaukee, with an emphasis on reaching black voters. Last evening, former President Bill Clinton spoke to a predominantly black audience that included numerous clergy members. Clinton criticized Trump's often abrasive style and says it has affected others.
If we raised our children to behave the way Donald Trump has raised politicians, they'd all have to go to some kind of reform school before they could ever go to college or go to work.
The Wisconsin GOP this week criticized the Clinton visit, saying good luck with that if Democrats are turning to the controversial former president to try to convince voters that decency and character are on the ballot. But an audience member last night, Romel Brown, says Clinton is a good messenger for Kamala Harris.
He's Bill. I mean, I like Bill Clinton.
And Brown says he likes Harris's plan for increasing the supply of housing. Another audience member, who gave her name as Tanya, appreciates Clinton's experience of 8 years in the White House.
Yeah, he's been there. He's done it. So, you know, he's a great face for this.
Tanya says her most important issues this year are support for women's rights and tackling climate change. The Democrats' Get Out the Vote efforts in Milwaukee began this week on Sunday when actor Kerry Washington spoke to volunteers at a campaign office on the Northwest Side. WUWM asked Washington about Trump's efforts this year to win a sizable percentage of the black and Latino vote. She began her answer by praising Harris's plans to attack inflation and boost housing.
You contrast that with the plans that the Trump campaign has to enact a Project 2025 that would be horrendous for people of color.
Trump has tried to distance himself from that Heritage Foundation proposal. But liberal groups say, among other things, Project 2025 would dismantle essential agencies and regulations that protect civil rights and racial equity. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.